Thank you so much for the introduction, and thanks to all of you for coming today. So we're going to be switching gears a little bit, moving a little bit more from the conceptual frameworks about systems thinking that we just heard about to a very specific and tangible application of systems thinking, in this case, for Partners in Health's program in rural Malawi. Like the introduction said, my name is Matt Pekarski. I'm formerly the director of Monitoring and Evaluation of Quality of Partners in Health. I've since moved on. But I'll also be joined today by my colleague, Ermias Biru, who works at PIH as the Geographic Information Systems, or GIS, specialist. We have no conflicts of interest or relationships to disclose today. So as many of you may or may not know, Partners in Health is an international social justice NGO working in several countries, primarily Haiti and Eastern and Southern Africa. We're also representing Abwenzi Paza Umoyo, which is Malawian Chichewa language for Partners in Health, and it's our sister organization in Malawi. We've been working in Malawi since 2007 in partnership with the ministry to implement a health system strengthening set of initiatives at the hospital, health center, and community levels. The project primarily focuses on HIV care and treatment, specifically rolling out antiretroviral therapy, or ART, to HIV patients that need it to survive and to live healthy and productive lives. But PIH, Partners in Health, is also working on a variety of other health system strengthening projects and disease-specific interventions. But today we'll be talking about the HIV program and specifically the nature of rural decentralization of HIV care and how we use geographic information systems to monitor and evaluate that program. So just a little bit of geographic orientation. The district highlighted here is Nano District, where PIH is working. It's in the southwest corner of Malawi. As of 2013, a little bit more than 135,000 people living in this area. And just to put Malawi in a bit of context, for those of you who may not be as familiar, it's an extremely poor nation, near the bottom of the UN Human Development Index, and income is also extremely low, under $300 per capita. The health situation in that country also presents a variety of challenges. Life expectancy at birth, although it is now increasing due to the control measures that have been deployed, primarily antiretroviral therapy to fight the HIV epidemic, life expectancy is still only 55 years of birth. And the other indicators we have here, total fertility, prevalence of stunting, and percentage of births that take place in a health facility, also among the lowest, even in sub-Saharan Africa. So it's a very challenging context. And with specific respect to HIV, which is the primary burden of disease in that country, the national prevalence, according to the 2010 Demographic and Health Survey, was 8.9%. You can see with the figures we have here, there's some differences across the genders as well as urban and rural settings. And where Nano is located, again in that southwest region of the country, is the part of the country where HIV prevalence is notably higher, significantly higher, nearly 15%. That's primarily due to the presence of the country's largest city, Blantyre, where there's a lot of commercial and other types of activities that epidemiologically explain higher prevalence there compared to the rest of the country. So we have two primary objectives that we're going to explore in the next 10 minutes or so with you. The first is to compare the observed number of HIV cases that Partners in Health, or APSU, has enrolled into our program, and compare that number to the expected number of prevalent HIV cases that we would expect to see in the district, given the HIV prevalence in the country. Ermias is going to explain the second objective.
And the second objective is to use geographic information systems to understand the geographic distribution and the coverage, high or low coverage, in the district. So to give you some context, this is Nano District. When we started partnering with the Ministry of Health in Malawi in 2006, we had one hub facility, District Hospital, with 69 active HIV patients. Then moving forward to at the end of 2013, we had 12 more hub facilities with 6,200 active HIV patients, and majority of them were patients on ART. Not only we increased patients in care, but also we decentralized health facilities to surrounding regions. So just to give you a brief overview, you probably heard GIS, GIS, some people call it GPS, I mean some people call it GSI, but just, you know, for the sake of cartography, GIS is a tool used to understand the relationship of things or patterns to space. So in the case of public health, we use GIS to understand spatial distribution of health data to burden of disease. So in PIH, we use GIS in the monitoring evaluation team. So what we do is we use GIS to understand where are underserved people for better resource allocation, for program planning, and quality improvement of care given at the health facilities. And to do that, we collect GPS points, and we use GPS devices, and we use mapping products such as ArcMap. So kind of to give you another context of geographic data, if any of you work in global health, you understand how scarce and limited it is to get some geographic data in developing countries. So in the case of Malawi, when it gets to the village level data, it's kind of difficult to get that type of, you know, quality data. So we have to actually go out and collect GPS points of villages by using motorbike, and then, you know, across the rivers, you know, like really difficult terrain to do that. You know, unlike the U.S. geographic data system here, like, you know, the census, they have really structural, you know, systematic system where you can actually access data online. But in the case of Malawi, it's kind of difficult to get to the village level data and say, okay, let's put that on Google Maps and see, like, you know, where is, for example, I can give you one village, Butao, and you don't find that on Google Maps. So we actually went out and collected GPS points of villages in the district.
Great. So just to give you all a sense of some of the other data that we used for this exercise, I won't go through in painstaking detail, but an important facet to mention is the fact that PIH has been using an open source medical record system, OpenMRS for those of you who may be familiar, which is a web-based platform in which, since 2006, we've been storing basic demographic information for every HIV patient that is enrolled into our program. So as of the end of last year, that patient data was extracted, and 81% or so of those patients had a valid address or location village in the district that we could then visualize on a map. We also used population information from the 2008 census and adjusted it to the reference year 2013 using prevailing population growth rates. And as I mentioned earlier, we relied on the 2010 Malawi DHS to get a sense of the proportion of population that was adult. And the rural HIV prevalence, again, about 9% as well was attached to our sample. And then we'll describe this process of spatial joining this village data, our patient data, to actually be able to visualize the information on the map. To give you a sense in sort of a tabular format of the way we were thinking, moving from left to right, we went again from this population data. We grew the population to 2013, so we made sure we were looking at the right numbers of people in our district and restricted that sample to the adults because that's the population that's subject to the HIV testing survey from the Demographic and Health Survey. And then we actually compared the number of cases that we saw in our clinics, the number of patients that had enrolled in our program, against the number of expected cases that we expected to see based on the prevalence. So really what we're going to see in the next map, instead of results that we'll show you, is the number of expected cases, or the number of observed cases, excuse me, divided by the expected cases to get our estimated coverage rate.
So, of the 5,404 expected cases in the district, we had 5,026 of the patients in our system, which is about 93% coverage in the district. As you can see on the map, the distribution, the geographical distribution of where patients are coming from, it kind of varies as you move around. And there are some areas with really low coverage, and that could be explained by, I mean, there are multiple factors, but we think it is because of, could be natural barriers, distance to roads, household poverty, comorbidities, timing of rollout of HIV services.
So we have some limitations to our study, and again, I think one of the more qualitative points of what we're doing here, incorporating this systems thinking, using geographic information systems into a public health program, is to try to stimulate discussion about how resources can be better mobilized to more equitably treat patients and reach those most vulnerable populations even within a rural district. But some of the limitations we have, and going back to the slide that Ermia showed with William on his motorcycle collecting the GPS points, is this notion of what is a village in a place like rural Malawi. So when William was riding around, he snapped his GPS coordinate always in front of the chief's house, right? And we, for the sake of our analysis, assumed that everyone was basically coming to our health centers from that point on the map. For any of you who have traveled to rural areas, be they in Africa or in the United States, you know that the notion of a village is actually much more expansive than just that one point on the map. And many households are significantly more dispersed and may sort of spill over those nice boundaries of the enumeration areas that we saw here, those polygons, and may actually live in adjacent areas, even though they say that their address is represented by that one village point on the map. So we have to be a little bit cautious in interpreting it, that these patients don't always fit neatly into those boundaries, and that explains why some of these really dark areas may have higher than 100% coverage, meaning that we enrolled more people than the prevalence estimates would have led us to believe we were going to find in those areas. And for that same reason, we didn't conduct any formal statistical spatial tests of association. There's a lot of tools available in GIS to formally and statistically test if there are hot spots and cold spots, but we can see a lot from this map about where programmatically Partners in Health and APZU may choose to do more targeted interventions. So we see in a relatively short period of time, about 5 or 6 years since PIH began the program, 93% coverage, estimated coverage for an HIV program is exceptional, and drew a lot of attention from the Ministry of Health and our colleagues there for that reason. This analysis, again, provides some insight where the program could invest more. And in the case of HIV, that means targeted case finding, it means testing campaigns, and really mobilizing resources in those low coverage areas. And as we alluded to, as part of a more holistic approach to monitoring and evaluation, GIS can be a useful tool for program planning in resource-limited settings such as rural Malawi. We'd like to acknowledge some of many of our colleagues within Partners in Health and APZU living and working in Nano District, as well as our colleagues at the Ministry of Health, various institutional review boards in Boston and Malawi that helped us hone this and many other research questions. And thank you to all of you for coming today.